For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green, here to introduce our newest host, Kate Costello. Kate is a CNS and one of our awesome nutrition advisors. We're so grateful to have working with us at Village Green, where you can come always at Village Green for personalized help. We help to select products specifically just for you. So, Kate, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself before we get started with the show?
Hi, Mark. Thank you so much for inviting me to host the Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm excited to be a new co-host. I earned my graduate degrees in nutrition and health coaching at Maryland University of Integrative Health. My focus is on functional nutrition by emphasizing the healing power of whole food nutrition and wellness practices like movement, stress reduction, and sleep hygiene. I love helping people in my own private practice as well as meeting Village Green customers, helping them in-store or by phone. I'm so happy to be added to the lineup of hosts, alternating with Dana Lake and Dr. Kevin Passero. We all try to bring you a lot of good information about you and your health. This is a reminder that the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. This is also a reminder that we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We will be here next Sunday with more on nutrition and healthy living. Mark, would you like to welcome our guest?
Happy to do that. And happy to have you hosting or co-hosting or jumping in at times and helping with the show. So today, our guest is Erin Stokes, who's an ND. She's the medical director of MegaFood and a registered naturopathic doctor in the state of Colorado. In her role as medical director, she has the opportunity to educate on health and wellness topics via webinars, radio shows, and blogs. Dr. Stokes received her naturopathic doctor degree from Bastyr University in 2001. Her personal mission is to empower people with the inspiration and tools to change their lives. So today we'll be talking about toxins, specifically pesticides and glyphosates. And glyphosates are the active ingredient in Roundup. So, Erin, it's awesome to have you on the show. So how about you just
– Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. So why don't you jump in and just give us a little bit of your background and a little bit of overview with MegaFood as well as what your role is with the company.
I'd love to. Thank you. So from an early age, I was really connected to nature. I actually grew up in a medical family. So people often said, oh, are you going to be the next Dr. Duffy, is my maiden name. And, you know, I really saw a different path for myself. And so early on, I started planting an herb garden back in high school. I actually had my first natural retail job in high school and really was focused on the power of the body to heal. So I went away to college in Vermont and then eventually to Bastyr University in Seattle, where I was able to really pursue that passion to support the body through natural means. And big believer in integrative medicine. Like I said, I come from a family of medical doctors and really also believe in the power of education and empowering people with what they need. And that's why I went on to be a teacher and instructor at Southwest Acupuncture College. I worked at an integrative pharmacy for many years. And now as medical director, I'm really the primary spokesperson for our brand. I do a lot of public relations, media work reaches out to me for quotes. I get to be on wonderful radio shows like today. And I just enjoy that opportunity because I believe that knowledge is power. And when people have the knowledge that they need, they're able to make healthy choices, both for themselves, their friends and family, and for the planet.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. So look, we will come back and we will talk a little bit more about MegaFood specifically and some of the cool things that MegaFood is doing. But let's jump into this whole issue on glyphosates. So can you start off and tell us a little bit about the history and how it's originally used and some of the dangers and so forth?
Yes, I think it's really important because a lot of people are hearing about glyphosate on the news. And as you mentioned, it's the primary active ingredient in Roundup. And so people are thinking, okay, it's been around a long time. I innately know that herbicides and pesticides are probably not good for the environment, but what exactly is glyphosate? So it was introduced quite a long time ago, actually back in the 1970s, in 1974 specifically. And it was introduced basically to kill undesirable plants. How it works is it inhibits an enzyme that's found in plant life that's needed to survive. So it basically inhibits this enzyme and kills plants. And it was thought, oh, this is back in the 70s, great thing. We're going to kill undesirable weeds. But as we know, nothing happens in isolation. And so what happens is that it can also, besides killing plants, it can also affect microbial life in the soil. So just like the gut, it's just like in our gut, our GI tract has healthy bacteria. We all have kind of been hearing about that. Same with the soil. We need actually a lot of diversity in the soil for it to be healthy and to also produce nutritious foods. And so glyphosate was used as an herbicide and has been, and its use has increased dramatically in recent years. In fact, it's the most commonly used herbicide in the country. And why is this a problem? Well, a few years ago in 2015, the World Health Organization listed glyphosate as a probable carcinogen. And it's sprayed on conventionally grown crops. It's also sprayed in public parks and schools across the country, unless your specific town, and there are some towns out there, have a ban on spraying glyphosate in public parks and schools. So that's a good thing that you can find out. Also, what many people don't realize is that glyphosate, in addition to being used as an herbicide, is being used as what's called a desiccant. And a desiccant is a drying agent. So what happened was that people realized, oh, if I spray glyphosate on my oats or, say, on my wheat, and again, this would be conventionally grown, it's not used in USDA certified organic, then if I go ahead and spray this, my crops dry out faster, and then I can harvest them more quickly. So what many people don't realize is that glyphosate is now being sprayed right before harvest on conventionally grown crops such as oats and wheat.
Wow. So it really seems like it's just everywhere in the conventional agricultural world. Is that correct?
Yes. I mean, it's just being used, very widespread use, both in this country and throughout the world. Now, in Europe, it's getting much, much stricter, and there's actually much less use. And so part of what we want to do is spread awareness, particularly about this use as a desiccant. And one of the things that we're doing at MegaFood is that we've joined with the Environmental Working Group and other companies to introduce the petition to the EPA. And we're asking the EPA to ban the use of glyphosate as a desiccant on crops. And so we're trying to take action around this because we believe, again, we really believe in empowering people to take action. And we've actually to date collected about 80,000 signatures from consumers all over the country around this petition.
Hey, that's great. Aaron, can you tell a little bit more about how glyphosate affects the body? And potentially like what the mechanisms are, how that works.
Yes, you got it. Well, there's been a lot of research into figuring out exactly what glyphosate does to the human body and to try to figure out what systems it targets. And although it does have a propensity for certain to be challenging on certain organs like the liver, which makes a lot of sense because the liver is our primary organ of detoxification, it has pretty broad effects. We realize that when humans ingest glyphosate, it can actually affect our own gastrointestinal tract. And that makes a lot of sense, right? Because we said nothing exists in isolation. So if you're spraying an herbicide on a plant to try to kill it, then we talked about how, well, then the glyphosate goes into the soil, and it impacts the soil. And really, the soil is crucial for our future because it's where all of our nutritious fruits and vegetables come from, the soil. But then when humans ingest glyphosate, and I just sort of, you know, explained one of the ways, like, for example, the Environmental Working Group did a big study that's been really widely publicized. In fact, my mom in the Midwest saw this on her nightly news, that glyphosate was found in a lot of common breakfast cereals. So we are getting amounts of glyphosate to different degrees. And when we ingest glyphosate as humans, it can impact our gastrointestinal tract, and it can preferentially kill certain bacteria in our gut. And it basically disrupts our whole gut microbiome. And some people might think, micro what? Microbiome, what's that? Well, our microbiome is kind of like, I think of it as our own personal garden in our body. And that might sound kind of quaint, but it's also actually crucial, because the balance of our microbiome impacts not just our digestive health, which makes a lot of sense, right? Our digestion, but it impacts our immune health, and basically it impacts our entire body. So having a healthy gut microbiome, and there's really fascinating research out right now about the myriad of ways that supporting a healthy GI tract and a microbiome through the foods we eat, through things like probiotics, and through, frankly, avoiding as much as we possibly can exposure to chemicals like glyphosate.
Okay, that's great. So, look, this is really interesting. And what we're going to do is we will continue the discussion in the next segment. For those of you who have just tuned in with us, you are with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I am Mark Isaacson, and I'm co-hosting today with Kate Costello for the hour. And we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. We are talking with Aaron Stokes of Make Food. We'll keep this going, so stay with us, folks.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Pure Defense with NAC offers a unique blend of hypoallergenic nutrients and herbal extracts designed to support overall immune defense and upper respiratory health. The product features Epicor Fermentate, Elderberry, and N-acetyl L-cysteine, nutrients and flavonoids for enhancing first-line immune defense. Pure Defense with NAC can be found at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions. Guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Kate Costello. I am your co-host for the hour with Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary. I alternate the show with Dana Lake and Dr. Kevin Passero. This is a reminder that we are here every Sunday morning, so please tune in. Today, we are honored to have Dr. Aaron Stokes of MegaFood. In our second segment, we will be talking a little bit more about glyphosates and its impact on us and our environment. Dr. Stokes, thank you so much again for being here. Can you tell us a little bit more about where glyphosate is found in our food system?
Yes, thanks again for having me so that we can talk about this important topic. Well, we know that globally, glyphosate use has risen almost 15-fold since the introduction of Roundup Ready genetically engineered glyphosate-tolerant crops, and that was introduced back in 1996. So we know that this has increased dramatically. And we also know that, as we talked about in the first segment, because of the common practice of using glyphosate as a desiccant right before harvest on certain conventionally grown crops like oats and wheat, that really assures that glyphosate is present in our food supply. But of course, where's the evidence? And there is evidence. For example, I've got some data here about glyphosate residues in soybeans. And this comes right from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And they found that 90% of soybeans tested had glyphosate residues. So this is a real issue because its use has increased so dramatically. We know that it is present in our food supply. Now, we also really want to make sure, I always try to pair information with action, because the last thing I want is for the listeners out there to think, oh my gosh, this is terrible and there's nothing I can do. Now, this is an issue, and there are things that you can do. So, really simple example. My 12-year-old son happens to love oatmeal. We kind of tease him like, you're kind of like an old man. He loves to eat oatmeal in the morning. Okay, so that means that I'm going and buying bulk oats. Every time I go, I have a choice. And actually, I know that we're all, you know, price sensitive, but in this case in particular, the cost is not that different. I choose USDA organic, non-GMO, bulk oats because I want to make sure that the foods that I'm choosing and the foods we're choosing to bring into our homes have the least amount of glyphosate as possible. And choosing organic and non-GMO foods is one way that you can definitely do that. And that goes to, you know, knowing your farmer and choosing local as much as you can, you know, supporting farmers markets and knowing as much as you can your farm partners that are growing your foods. And there's a major trend towards that knowledge and education across the country. And I would even say in many parts of the world. Now, the other thing that you can do is, by extension, if you are buying supplements that contain food, and that's another big trend, is that people are choosing supplements that have food in them. And you want to then know what are the farm practices of the food that are in these supplements, and specifically, are they glyphosate residue free? And that's why it was very important to the company that I work with, MegaFood, to become the first supplement company in the country to have our entire line of supplements certified glyphosate residue free by the Detox Project, which is an independent third party. So there's a lot of choices we can make. And every time we make a choice, we're choosing to, for example, support that organic food supply system. So we make personal choices for ourselves, for our families, and we make personal choices around our supplements. And then if we choose, we can also become active in movements like the petition that I talked about that we have to the EPA. So there is a lot of hope. There is a lot of education about this topic that's out there. Consumers are becoming more active and activists about their own health and wellness. So it's really important for people to realize that we make choices every single day that either support that system that has glyphosate or not. And then one last part is our communities. Remember, I mentioned that glyphosate is sprayed on conventionally grown crops, but it's also sprayed on public parks and schools. And I have a friend who reached out to the director of her daughter's daycare center and worked with this director to stop using Roundup on the daycare grounds and to replace that with an alternative. So there are big and little things that we can do. And now her daughter is not playing on the playground that's sprayed with Roundup, and that's because of her. So I think that we can all make big and even small changes that make a big difference.
Yes, that's awesome. So, Aaron, can you talk a little? Because I'm thinking that there's probably some of our listeners that have this question. If they think that they've consumed a lot of glyphosates, is there some way that they could test, that they can evaluate their personal risk to that?
Yes, there are some glyphosate tests out there.
Yes.
To be totally honest, I don't know really how accurate they are. I also know that our bodies are incredibly adaptable, and we can make some shifts pretty quickly. And as an example, there's a well-known study that looked at children and basically looked at their urine samples and the levels of pesticides and herbicides, because honestly, glyphosate is just one.
Yes.
And found these high levels of pesticides and herbicides, and urine testing can be a good way to do that. And then switch them to an organic diet, so all organic fruits and vegetables. And within a very short period of time, there was a dramatic reduction in the pesticides and herbicides that were found in their urine samples. And so we can make shifts today. The body does have the power to heal when it's given the right tools. And so I would say, you know, really focusing on your choices, and then really focusing on, if you know, I was working with somebody that thought they had glyphosate exposure. Of course, you want to work with a healthcare practitioner to identify your own needs, but liver support is always a good thing. I mean, as a naturopathic doctor, you know, we know that the liver, I have a, you know, professor that would always go, look at the liver, and then your GI tract. So really supporting that gut health, really supporting your microbiome by eating probiotic-rich foods and taking a high-quality premium probiotic supplement, which is something, you know, I do personally every day and give to my son every day and my husband that takes it too, because I think in our modern world, we are sort of battling against some of those exposures, even when we're living the healthiest life we can. And so I think a probiotic, high quality probiotic supplement really makes a lot of sense as foundational support.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, can I just mention one thing here just for your audience? And I'm not sure that you're familiar that we're doing this, Aaron. You know, I've been collaborating with Dr. Joe Bizzorno for like 4 or 5 years now. And we have been really just recently launching, after spending a crazy amount of money, launching technology that is deeply about personalization, where we're looking at genes and we're looking at some lab work and we're looking at deep epigenetic assessments. So one of the biggest things that we're doing is we're working deeply on toxins and understanding if somebody – so we have 100 of the biggest toxins embedded in the logic. So these are environmental pesticides, heavy metals, and so forth. So we can actually identify some of the core toxins that are impacting somebody, and we actually give – primary recommendations for foods, nutrients, and lifestyle modifications, which obviously includes identifying what that toxin is and making sure that you're eliminating just about – related to many of these things that you've just spoke about. So there's a potential – so if anyone – just so everyone knows that, that's IQYOU health.com. If you want to like explore that as another way to identify your risk. And it's really interesting because we can actually tell, because we're looking at 70 detoxification genes and SNPs as part of our 350 genes that we're looking at in this one specific profile. So we can actually for the first time get a much better understanding if your body, to what degree your body is predisposed to toxins and or your body's unique ability naturally to detox or not. And then obviously the things to do about that. So
that's fantastic. And that, you know, that that's wonderful. And one of the tenets of naturopathic medicine is to treat the individual and treat the person. And that's what makes it somewhat challenging to give a general recommendation around, say, glyphosate. There are really positive things you can do, like your food choices, absolutely, supporting your liver, supporting your GI tract. But what when it's the work that you're doing is more personalized and more specific, because we do know that it's not good for anybody to be exposed to glyphosate, but that we all have a different constitution. And there are people, we all know them, that are much more sensitive to exposures. And then there are other people who, through their detoxification mechanisms, they seem to be able to handle some of these exposures better. So we're all unique and we're all different. That's part of the beautiful thing that makes us who we are. And when we can specialize and personalize, that can just help lead us to optimum health.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Dr. Stokes, you've talked a little bit about how glyphosate impacts the human body in terms of the gut microbiome, liver detoxification pathways, the immune system. Can you speak more to the short-term and long-term environmental impacts of glyphosate?
Yes. Well, I think when we look at the environmental impacts of glyphosate, we want to really look at it in totality. Glyphosate is very important, and it's something that we're focused on right now. At MegaFood, in addition to the fact that we're certified glyphosate residue-free, we do test for over 125 pesticides and herbicides in our supplements. And that's because we realize the ubiquity of these pesticides and herbicides. And in some cases, I would not call it synergy in the case of pesticides and herbicides, but a more of a cumulative effect. And so we talked about the soil a little bit, and really the soil is the solution. And I watched this very fascinating video recently that talks about the solution is really truly underneath our feet. It's right below us, and it's the soil. And unfortunately, though, the pesticides and herbicides use in our country and in the world in general is impacting that soil. It's impacting the health of the soil. And I think that makes intuitive sense for a lot of people, that in addition to the pesticide and herbicide use, some of the modern farm practices. And I want to say that farmers are heroes. And so I'm not at all pinpointing that, but I'm pinpointing some of the practices. There are really forced yield, meaning trying to get as much as we can out of the land, not giving it the proper time to rest, tilling the soil a lot. That's all really changed the environment. And I really like evidence, because people can go, okay, yeah, you say these things, but where's the evidence? And there is evidence. Again, this actually comes from, in part, some studies from the United States Department of Agriculture, but we do have evidence that the food that we're eating today is not the same that our grandparents were eating. So think about your grandparents and where they lived, and hopefully you had the opportunity to know them at least for a bit. And they were eating different food, and the food supply has changed. And there is evidence about declining fruit and vegetable nutrient composition. So one of the implications is,
Erin,
we don't have healthy soil. Yes.
Can we have you hold your thought just for 1 second?
Yes.
So we
got it.
Squeeze a quick break in. So for those of you who have just tuned in with us, you are with Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Mark Isaacson. I'm co-hosting today with Kate Costello for the hour. We are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this brief break, and we will hear more from Erin Stokes from MegaFood.
MegaFood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Hi, I'm Gail Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, where we've been specializing in meeting your unique healthcare needs for over 50 years. Our passion is helping you to get to your root cause of health conditions. At Village Green Apothecary, our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists offer guidance on diet, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. Plus, we offer lab testing and nutritional consultations to optimize your health plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. Brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Kate Costello, your co-host for the hour, alongside Mark Isaacson. Before the break, we were speaking with Dr. Aaron Stokes of Mega Food on the impact of soil health and how our food system and the nutrient content of our food has greatly and dramatically changed since my grandparents, at least. Dr. Aaron Stokes, can you tell us a little bit more about the food and how it's changed?
Yes, thank you. So we just see that fruits and vegetables do have declined in their nutrient composition, and we have data both in the United States and the United Kingdom that supports that. Now, I wanted to also reemphasize food is always first. Food first is actually one of my mantra is one of my sayings. It's become a hashtag that we use at Mega Food. Food first. So fruits and vegetables are still an incredible source of both our micronutrients, you know, vitamins, minerals, and also phytonutrients. They have amazing, you know, all those pigmented compounds like the anthocyanins and blueberries and the lycopenes and tomatoes. Please, you know, keep eating your fruits and vegetables for the people out there, because they still are our best source of nutrition. But what I'm trying to emphasize is that some of the practices, the way that we are basically treating the planet, the pesticide and herbicide exposure, the nature of the soil, is changing nutrient composition of food. And there's evidence for that. That's also coupled with the fact that although many Americans, there are Americans out there that are not getting enough to eat. So I really want to acknowledge that. there are Americans that have food insecurity. But the majority of Americans are currently undernourished and overfed. And what that means is that we're getting a lot of calories, but we're not getting nutrient-dense food. So food is always first. We always want to focus on the nutrition that comes from fruits and vegetables, but things are changing and we need to take some action. And that's something that we believe at Mega Food. One of the things that we do is we love our farm partners and we introduce our consumers, our customers, the people that love our supplements to our farm partners so they know where the cranberries that are in our supplements come from and the turmeric that's in our supplements. And we really support regenerative agriculture and we work with our farm partners in support of that movement. And what regenerative agriculture is all about is putting more in than you take out. So it's regenerating. For a long time, we've been degenerating. And then there has been a big movement around sustainability, and we totally support sustainability. There's amazing sustainable farms out there. And we are now acknowledging that really to turn things around, we are likely going to need to take this one step further into regenerative agriculture. So we have a whole movement that we've, of course, we're not alone. We partner with amazing farmers and also amazing companies to support this approach to food and farming systems that rejects pesticides and artificial fertilizers and aims to regenerate the soil, again, to put more in than we take out, because we acknowledge that healthy, diverse soil is really going to strengthen first the farming and ranching communities in the country and also the foods that come from those farms.
So maybe you can explain, so if there's more specifics you want to talk about regenerative agriculture specifically, how does regenerative agriculture make it so that then you don't need pesticides, you don't need Roundup, things like that?
Well, it's through a lot of the farming practices, for example,
yes.
The way the crops are planted, no-till is a movement because it's better for the soil. So having ground cover, crop cover, basically the aim, in addition to nutrient-dense foods, is also to draw down carbon from the atmosphere where there's currently too much of it, into the soil where there's actually too little of it. So the solution is actually very elegant because the plants can take in the carbon and utilize the carbon. And that's why the simple act, even of planting a tree that some people just did for Earth Day, actually makes a difference because plants will draw down the carbon and then they'll bring that into the plant itself. It helps nurture a more biodiverse soil. So there truly is a lot of hope if we can shift some of these practices. And again, in partnership, we need to partner with the people that are growing the food. And that's one of the reasons why Mega Foods partnered with other companies to address climate change and healthy soils by creating a new standard that's focused on regenerative agriculture. So it actually gets into some of the specifics. And we're in the process, again, with other incredibly committed companies to working with farms and farmers and sort of doing like a pilot test of this, because of course we want to make sure that it works for them. And so this is all about partnership and this is all about building stronger communities. And we're committed to not just doing this in isolation. You know, we have a lot of other companies we work with. We've joined the whole community, for example, of B Corp corporations, because we're now B Corp certified, which means that we've demonstrated a commitment to our workers, to the environment, to transparency. And so we're really reaching out. I mean, we're doing a lot of great things ourselves, and then we're reaching out to other companies to partner because we realize that we're stronger together.
It's incredible. It's really important that we all are reinvesting in our farmers as they are, you know, the backbone to us and our food system, certainly. Dr. Stokes, it sounds like you were mentioning before just a little bit about some of the principles of regenerative agriculture. with the no-tilling and how that traps carbon into the soil. Can you speak a little bit more around how regenerative agriculture can solve or impact global climate change?
Yes, thank you. Excellent question. So the main way is, again, by drawing down carbon from the atmosphere and also by creating a diversity in the farm itself. You know, it was really interesting that we talked about nothing exists in isolation. And I was recently listening to, I was at a conference, to a story about a farmer who had shifted his farm from conventional farming to organic. And he said that everything changed. The whole environment changed. And what do I mean by that? He said that he remembered seeing birds that he hadn't seen since his childhood come back to the farm. He noticed that in the soil itself, you know, he was seeing more lice, worms. He was seeing more, just everything was shifting. And I think that just like our bodies have the power to heal and regenerate, we were talking earlier about some of the things we can do to support our gut health through eating prebiotic and probiotic foods and taking probiotic supplements and giving ourselves nourishing, healthy food. The earth and the soil can also heal if it's given the opportunity, and it just needs to be given a chance. It's kind of like there's a vital force both in ourselves and in the earth. And that might sound a little esoteric, but we see it every single day. I mean, I see it with people when they shift their diet and everything starts to change. And you can see it in your garden. You can just do, you know, have your own garden outside and you'll see the difference. So we do have the opportunity to make a difference, but it's definitely going to have to be brought about by awareness and also consumer pressure and consumer decisions. But we make decisions every day. That's the thing, is we are all eating every day and we make choices about if we're choosing organic, if we're choosing non-GMO, we're making choices with the supplements we choose. And that's why we really believe in being a staunch label reader. And so, you know, for example, when you see Mega Food supplements, you'll see our certified B Corp, non-GMO, project verified, glyphosate residue free, tested for over 125 pesticides and herbicides, certified NSF gluten-free, tested free of dairy and soy. All of our supplements are either vegan or vegetarian. And kosher. Yeah. And so those labels actually give the consumer the power to make educated choices.
So Aaron, awesome information. So hang in there for a second. We're going to continue this conversation one moment. If you've just tuned in with us, you are with the Essentially Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I am co-hosting today. I'm Mark Isaacson, co-hosting today with Kate Costello for the hour. We are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. You can find Village Green at myvillagegreen.com and obviously come to our physical location in Bethesda. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this short break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Pure Defense with NAC offers a unique blend of hypoallergenic nutrients and herbal extracts designed to support overall immune defense and upper respiratory health. The product features Epicor Fermentate, Elderberry, and N-acetyl L-cysteine, nutrients and flavonoids for enhancing first-line immune defense. Pure Defense with NAC can be found at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probalarde from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. help maintain control while traveling, or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. ProBalardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. ProBalardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Kate Costello, your co-host for the hour with Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary. We've been speaking with Dr. Aaron Stokes of Mega Food. Dr. Stokes, before the break, we were talking a bit about some of the certifications that Mega Food offers and how important as consumers these certifications are. Can you give us a summary of some of those certifications again?
Yes, I'd love to. Thank you. We realize that certifications are really important to people because they represent the commitment that the company has, our company has, to excellence and to transparency and to doing it right so that you're getting the highest quality supplements. So we are certified B Corporation. And I was just doing a presentation recently and somebody said, well, what's B Corp? Well, we're really leaders in a global movement to use business as a force for good. So B Corp is actually very specific because you have to meet standards on social and environmental performance, transparency, accountability, how, you know, the workplace, how workers are treated. So you know that when you're making a choice of a certified B Corp company, that they are using their business as a force for good. We're also, our supplements are non-GMO project verified. We really believe, as we've been talking about throughout this whole show, as we've been talking about glyphosate, that people have a right to know what's in their food. And we're certified non-GMO project verified because we know that GMOs are an important issue for many of our consumers. We've been talking a lot today about glyphosate, the most commonly used herbicide in the United States, and the importance of not having glyphosate in our food supply and also in our public parks and schools. We are certified glyphosate residue free by the Detox Project. And again, all of these certifications can be seen right on the bottle. So that people can literally pick up the Mega Food supplement and see the certifications right there. In addition to glyphosate, we are tested for over 125 pesticides and herbicides. For many people, gluten is an issue that they may be avoiding gluten in their diets, or they just may not want gluten in their supplements. We are certified NSF gluten-free. We're also tested dairy and soy free, again, two common allergens that people may not want to have in their, say, their daily multivitamin that they're taking every day. And all of our supplements are either vegan or vegetarian. If they are vegan, we know that that's important to have a certification. So they are certified by Vegan Action. And that we're also certified kosher. So these are some of the attributes that we know that customers are looking for and that are very important to us to deliver the highest quality supplements possible, whether it's a multivitamin, whether it's your Megaflora, our probiotic line, whether you're taking one of our turmeric supplements, you will find these certifications right on the bottle. And also more information about them on our website, megafood.com. And I mention that because it really is an excellent educational resource. We have all kinds of different blogs on the website. We have Meet the Farmers. We have farm videos if you want to see some of the farms where the foods in our supplements are being grown.
Oh, that's all great. Can you also maybe talk a little bit more about some of the different social efforts that Mega Food is undertaking?
Yes. Well, we actually have a whole social impact team. We really are committed to the future and the health and well-being of planet Earth. We really want this. We want it to be a better place for future generations, and we're really committed to the power of food and, you know, food in our supplements as a force for good. So currently our efforts are really focused around glyphosate, and we've been talking about that today quite a bit. We have a petition out that has been signed by close to 80,000 people. And this petition is actually going to be delivered to in Washington, D.C. On May 23rd, so just in a couple weeks. And we're just delighted to have the opportunity to partner with other companies and to get the word out. And this petition is really focused on, you know, we can't realistically take on all of glyphosate all at once. I think we talked about earlier about small steps lead to big changes in your personal health, in the health of the planet at large. And that's something I've been speaking about recently. I did a lot of talks during Earth Day week about nourishing yourself and then nourishing your plant, the planet. The petition is very specific around banning the use of glyphosate as a desiccant or a drying agent on oats. And so we're saying, hey, this is actually a kind of a, I don't think it's that new, but the use, you know, glyphosate's an herbicide, and now it's being sprayed on these crops, these conventionally grown crops, right before harvest, which pretty much guarantees that it's going to be in our food supply. And it's going to be, you know, when we're looking at things like oats and wheat, we talked earlier about that study on breakfast cereals that the Environmental Working Group did, that a lot of kids are eating. These are commonly eaten breakfast cereals. And, you know, people say, well, wait a minute, are there oats in your supplements? I didn't think, you know, especially our core group know, like we have organic brown rice in some of our supplements and we have carrots and some of these other things, but I didn't think there were oats in your supplements. And we say, no, there's actually not oats in our supplements, but this is about something bigger than just our mega food supplements. We realize that in order for us to be able to do the good work we're doing, we need to have a, you know, healthy farmers, regenerative agriculture, and it's part of a bigger movement. So that's really where we've been focusing our efforts. There is an EPA, we're delivering this to the EPA, and there's a rally in Washington, D.C., so really close to you. And we're just looking forward to the opportunity to spread more awareness about this important topic.
Thank you. And for anyone who missed it, that's May 23rd in Washington, D.C. Dr. Stokes, speaking of mega food supplements, I recommend plenty of mega food supplements in my own practice and certainly in my work through Village Green. Some of my absolute favorites are in your line. Can you share with our listeners some of your key supplements or some of the categories within your line?
Yes, thank you. I'd love to. And before I do that, I realize I should add a little more details in case anyone's interested in going to this rally where we're delivering this petition, because I do realize that it's local for you all and you may be able to go. So it's on Thursday, May 23rd. It's from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m., so just 1 hour, and it's in Freedom Plaza, and it looks like that's 1455 Pennsylvania Avenue. So just to let people know, and if you're interested in getting more involved or learning more, again, you can go to megafood.com, and you can also go to megafood.com/ban glyphosate. It's pretty easy to find even if you just go to megafood.com in general. And like I said, we have about 80,000 people that have already signed this petition. And so if you're interested, you know, if that's something you want to do, another easy way to do that is to take out your smartphone and dial 40649, and you just text round down. So it's just round down to 40649, and the petition will pop up and you can read it. So I just wanted to add that. And then I would love to introduce some of the supplements that we carry. So we have an entire line of mega food supplements. We've actually been in business since 1973. So we're over 45 years old. We're based in New Hampshire, and we were the original pioneer in the premium whole food supplement category. So we have a entire line of multivitamins. Our newest multivitamins, we have a couple new ones, but we have a premium line of doctor-formulated multis that are formulated by an integrative medical expert named Dr. Tarene Lodog. And one of the nice things about these multis is that they are gender and age specific. So you can get the multi that's suited for you and for your needs. So we have multi for women 40 plus, multi for women 55 plus, and then the same complement for men. We also have a baby and me too in that line that is a prenatal supplement, again, designed by an integrative medical doctor, an expert in supplements. We have our probiotic line. We have our Megaflora supplements. And then we also have our Shelf Stable, which are newer. And we have our turmeric. You know, turmeric has really become more popular in recent years as people want to address healthy inflammation. So we have our turmeric strength line. We also have turmeric booster powders. And we've introduced a gummy line of MegaFood gummy. We were really committed to making a better gummy, meaning no artificial colors, flavors. They're very low in sugar. And we have MegaFood gummies and some of the key nutrients that people might be missing from their diet, like vitamin D3, vitamin B12. Vitamin C gummies. Our elderberry gummies were extremely popular over the winter and even into spring season. So that's just a sampling. We have a really full line of supplements to meet health needs for all kinds of people, all ages. We have kids supplements. My son takes kids one daily and our kids Megaflora probiotics. So a lot of offerings that can help you reach your health and wellness needs.
That's awesome. So I know that you have to go and you had a hard stop for the show today. So listen, thank you so much for being on the show. So this was Aaron Stokes from MegaFood talking all about pesticides and impact of glyphosates. So Aaron, great. Thanks again for joining us. I just want to make sure that everyone knows that Village Green Apothecary, we've been sponsoring and running the show for years and years and years. We greatly appreciate everyone's support. So remember, anytime you have challenges or issues, you are greatly welcome and we encourage you. We have a clinical staff of nutritionists and NDs and pharmacists. You're welcome to come by anytime and visit with our team at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. And as a reminder, we have archive shows both at www.myvillagegreen.com. Again, that is myvillagegreen.com. All of these shows are also available on iTunes. You can just go to iTunes and search under Essentials of Healthy Living. So I'd like to wrap up and just again say thank you to our listeners for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. This is a reminder that, again, you can always access our shows. You can visit us at Village Green Apothecary. And I also want to greatly thank Kate Costello, who came in for the first time today and co-hosted the show. And she'll be here rotating with Dr. Kevin Passaro, as well as Dana Lake. Again, this is Village Green Apothecary wishing you a totally awesome day. Thanks again for joining us.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.